Welcome back to the Being Found Show, your guide to being found by more buying customers. This is our social media show. You know, I wouldn't call it an extravaganza. It's not over the top, but we are covering only social media for your small and medium-sized businesses. You know, most social media, it seems, articles and help and stuff like that seem to be focusing towards a national audience. And what we're really trying to do here is come up with something that helps the small, the local business, the medium-sized business. So we're going to talk about an article off of Social Media Examiner. I think both of our articles that we're going to discuss come from it. And because socialmediaexaminer.com is definitely the number one source for social media. It is awesome. It is just full of constantly updated information on how to do it, and it's got tons of a whole how-to section that really just sort of speaks to the noob, you know, and it's like it's ready to help you. And so it's definitely your go-to. So if you're looking for help, go to socialmediaexaminer.com and just type in what you want to know. You're going to find an answer. But so right here we're talking about Instagram. The reason why we're covering Instagram is – at least in the world of social media, pretty new. I think Facebook at this point is 15 years old.
Yeah.
So I guess it's all new. So we got to deal with it relatively, you know. I'm coming up on being 3 times older than Facebook.
Wow.
So it's like, no, no, no. How new is that? You know, you got to ask yourself. So a few tips to getting going on Instagram. We're not really going to tell you how to use it because Instagram is pretty obvious. You upload short videos or you upload photos and you put hashtags on them, which we will cover a little bit. And you use that to people follow that and people like it. They want the visual. They want to stream through. They want to see this stuff. One thing that Instagram really is kind of good at compared to Facebook specifically is for some reason there's not a huge amount of negativity rolling around on Instagram. On Facebook, I just get constant negativity. I get explosive political battles on a regular basis. Now, I guess the argument could be made that Instagram maybe has more young people who are more apt to be on one side of the spectrum or something, and maybe that's why they're not fighting. But I like to think that they're young people and they're on there and they're hopeful. But that is not the case any longer. There are all sorts of age brackets on Instagram. I have tons of friends, tons of people who are older than I am, and they're all over Instagram. In fact, a few of them only came over to Facebook to follow my shows and to hang out with me. They had nothing to do with Facebook. I'm just all, hey, why can't I find you? And they're all, we're not even on Facebook. And I'm just all, what? Really? You can do that?
Yeah, I actually teach high schoolers and do a show of hands at the beginning of each class.
Yeah.
And I just say, hey, who's got this kind of account, this kind of account, this kind of account? Facebook is definitely on the downhill.
Yeah.
Instagram, Twitter, Twitter's probably on the downhill now, too.
Is it?
But there's a couple I've never even heard of that they're
Snapchat.
Talking about. Snapchat's one of them. Yeah.
Twitter, oddly enough, at least in my circle of kids that I know, my kids' friends, and then some of the stuff that I do online that has to do with movies and paranormal and stuff like that, Twitter seems to be on the up and up with some of the young kids.
Yeah.
Because it works so similarly to Instagram. It's really a seamless transition in how you create a post and how you hashtag things and stuff like that. Instagram. One thing you need to remember is what Facebook used to be that it isn't any longer. And it says balance fun images with pictures from your business. So people don't want to just be marketed to. I recently watched an episode of South Park where the character Jimmy doesn't want ads in his newspaper, and these people get together and they use him, and they're like amazed at his ability to basically spot an ad, and they keep showing him articles, and he's all, that's an ad, that's not, that's an ad, that's news, that's an ad, that's an ad, you know, and And kids are good at this, you know.
Yeah.
We are constantly, older people are constantly falling victim to, you know, the show was constantly joking about how they were setting out to make a change, and then the next thing they knew, they were seeing the top 10 fattest celebrities and then going out to eat ice cream and then realizing that they were distracted by the ads. People on Instagram aren't interested in that. You can put in some ads. They know that's realistic. They know that's there, but they want more from you. We talked a little bit about this in our Pinterest segment before, and that is inspire them with some of the things that you're putting up. So when you put up pictures of your business and your life, put up your successes, put up your happinesses, and every once in a while put up a marketing pitch. You know, I would say 1 in 5. You know, the rest mm-hmm. of those, you should be having fun, because we're trying to equate fun with your business. Now, maybe you're a lawyer. How much fun do other people view your business as being? You know, maybe you're a plumber. How much fun do other people view your business as being? And the bottom line is, you're fun. Your business can be fun, because when these people have a problem, they want somebody who's lighthearted and gets down to work. Somebody who's not going to stress them out, but who also is going to get the work done. So you live that life, hopefully. You live that life of somebody who is happy, positive, and gets that work done. And you need to show that in your photos.
So can you give us a kind of a practical application there? So if I am a plumber and I'm trying to be fun on Instagram, what would you suggest I'm doing on, say, a weekly basis?
Let's say one of your campaigns is you put up the weekly high five, and that's a photo of you high fiving one of your customers that you did a job for.
Okay.
You know, yeah. Something as simple as that. And I just pulled that off the top of my head. You know, there's all sorts of ways that you can show the happiness of a job well done. One thing that I wanted to do at an old job that I worked at was every time we launched a website or hit number one on rankings or something, I wanted to have a pizza party and blast it all over social media.
Oh, yeah.
So people could be like, why are these people constantly having pizza parties? And that's because we're succeeding at our job.
Yeah.
You know, so little things like that. So number two on this list is cultivate a following. There are a couple tips here to help you cultivate a following, how to get more people. Because the nature of social media in general is viral. So connect it to your Facebook account. Let's bring them over. Use relevant popular hashtags and engage by following others, liking their photos. Now, use popular hashtags. There are lots of tools out there where you can type in your industry, free tools, where you can type in your industries. I use one called Rapid Tags. Feel free to look that up. But you type in your industry, you type in your keywords, and it gives you the current most popular hashtags.
Oh, nice.
And then you pick from those which ones relate to what you're talking about. And so that's really important. That's really a cornerstone of conversation in Instagram and Twitter both. People are much more apt to follow hashtags because they're interested in a topic. You know, sports is a prime example of following hashtags because they want to follow what's going on in the here and now.
Mm-hmm.
How do you find a conversation about the basketball game that's on this evening? You find the hashtag and you bring up that hashtag, and now it's everybody talking about that. You hashtag, you're part of that conversation. Third one on the list, of course, connect to your Facebook account, should be pretty obvious. So the third one under cultivating a following is engage by following others and liking their photos. I would suggest you do a little bit more than that, you follow people that you research who you're following. Don't follow a bunch of bots. You know, before you follow somebody, just click in and scroll down their thing and say, oh, this person's interactive and a real human being and most likely from one of the countries that I am trying to market to.
Yep.
You know, from one of the areas that I'm trying to market to. You know, it takes you an extra 5 or 10 seconds, but the value will be much better for you, because if you connect to a bunch of these bots or a bunch of these, I don't know a nice way to put it, a bunch of these sweatshop marketing shops.
Right.
You know, it's going to blow your feet out. mm-hmm. and you're going to have this feed of a bunch of people doing what you shouldn't be doing. Number four on this list is uploading video. Instagram started doing video a while back. It's become more popular now with Vine having gone out the window. I don't understand why Vine went away. So video is something that you should definitely dabble in, but realize that it's video is, well, let's say the weekly high five. That could be a video.
Yeah.
You know, and you just say the high five, you count down to it, and you do it, and that's it. You know, it doesn't have to be too fancy. Generate a flexible posting plan. You want to post on the reg.
Yep.
But, Instagram is much more involved in your life, and it takes taking the photo. So, you know, you gotta be involved, and you got to make that happen. All right, so you are listening to the Being Found Show. We're going to take a break here, and then we're coming back, and we're talking about some social media. This is the Being Found Show, your guide to being found by more buying customers.